بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Continuing with the discussion yesterday of one of the integral parts of the character of a Muslim by which we will beautify our deen Islam is to develop this quality of generosity which was resplendent to a very high level in the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, the number of incidents in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam where those who used to come into contact with him, they formed the opinion that the word la or rejection or telling someone no was not there in the temperament of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One occasion someone brought 30,000 dinars and presented it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as was the manner of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He kept back nothing. Whatever came, he used to spend it on the poor, spend it on the needy, exhibit this quality of generosity. 30,000 dinars, and in a short space of time, whatever was there by the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all had been given away. وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ مَن ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Many verses in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala promises us. This is Allah's promise. This is Quran. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. There is no more truthful kalam than the Quran. Allah says, وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ. Whatever you will spend, whatever you will give in the path of Allah, whatever you will spend, فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Allah says, we will give it back to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and not just give it back to you, adhaafan kathira. Allah Ta'ala says, we will give it back to you many times. Sadiqul Masduq sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end, not one word of lie passed through his mubarak lips. He said, ma naqasa malu abdin min sadaqa. Ma naqasa malu abdin min sadaqa. The wealth of no man diminished through sadaqah. Not only does the wealth not diminish, the wealth is multiplied. Allah will protect your wealth. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَةِ. Allah says, riba, interest, we will destroy. Sadaqah, yurbi, there will be numu, there will be growth, there will be barakah, there will be blessings, there will be multiplication in sadaqah. Once a person comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asking, whatever he had already given. So what does the Nabi of Allah say? Ma indi shay. He says, I have nothing. Walakin ibta alayya fa idha ja'ana shay'un qadaynahu. Such a level of generosity that he didn't know how to say no. So he tells this person, go into the marketplace and purchase whatever you need and tell the trader that I, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, am responsible for the debt. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he sees this, out of concern for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that now the Nabi of Allah is incurring debt so that he can spend upon others, he says to Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma kallafaka Allah ma la taqdir. Ya Rasulullah, when you had the ability, you gave. Now you don't have it. Allah has not ordered you to take upon yourself a burden which is beyond what you can bear. Ma kallafaka Allah ma la taqdir. Umar was not objecting. This was radiyallahu anhu, his concern for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that exhorted him to behave like this. But this really upset Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not like you and I, that sometimes you want to kill a person and you're smiling. You show a different face, inside is something else. No. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an open book. Sahaba say when he would become upset, it would be very, very clear and evident. This comes in some riwayats, كَأَنَّمَا فُقِيَ فِي وَجِهِ حَبَّةُ الرُّمَّانِ. His cheeks would become red, almost as if someone had splashed pomegranate juice, red juice on the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When it comes to his hulya mubarak, his appearance, we find in the riwayat, أَزَجُّ الْحَوَاجِبْ سَوَابِغْ مِنْ غَيْرِ قَرْنْ بَيْنَهُمَا عِرْقٌ يُدِرُّهُ الْغَضَبْ. Then the eyebrows of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were rounded, they were curved, they were arced. They would not meet in the middle. Azaj akran. They would not meet. There was a gap. But in this gap, there was a vein that used to protrude when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became upset. Umar did not realize that he had upset the Nabi of Allah. He was looking down. Another Sahabi noticed this. And Sahaba was such, they were very, very clean hearted. Normally, when somebody is superior over us, and he becomes upset with one person and the other one tries to put oil in the fire to make it even worse and tries to exacerbate the situation. Sahaba's mizaj were, they try to put out the fire. So immediately, seeing that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is visibly upset, the Sahabi says, Anfiq, Anfiq, wala taqsha min dhil arshi ikhlala. That Ya Rasulullah, spend. And don't fear any shortage from the owner of the arsh. The moment Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hears this, he starts smiling, becomes happy. And he said, Bihada umirtu, this is what Allah has ordered me with. Spend in the way of Allah. This month of Ramadan, fasting is what we call zakat. Fasting is zakat of the jism, of the body. It is a cleansing, a purification for the physical self. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala has given us one zakat for the wealth, a purification for our maal, for our wealth. Not only a purification, but a protection. We mentioned yesterday, 10 places in the Quran, when Allah commands you with salah, Allah commands you with zakat. Aqimu salah wa atu zakah. In the 10th place, aqimna salata wa atina zakah. And 82 places in the Quran, 82 places infaq, spend. We can never be a true adherent to Sunnah. We can never be on Uswa Hasana, the beautiful example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can never be true followers of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam unless we will develop this quality of generosity. When Allah speaks of spending, Allah says, "Anfiqu yunfiquna bi amwalihim wa anfusihim." Bi amwalihim wa anfusihim. Allah says, "Spend your wealth and your lives." In other words, give your time for deen also. Spend your wealth and your lives. Interestingly, Mufassirin mentioned, logically, it should have been spend your life and your wealth. Because if a person is not alive, there is no point in him spending his wealth. Why does Quran change the sequence? Why is maal mentioned first, then jaan? Give of your maal and your jaan. Why maal first, then jaan? Ulama explained the reason for this is that many of us, more valuable than our life is the maal. A man will sacrifice his life for his wealth. Such is the love, the attachment, the avarice, the greed for dunya. That as we mentioned yesterday, the proclivity, nature of man is to lean towards miserliness. You have to make mujahada. You have to be hard on yourself. Develop this quality of generosity. Become such that initially you have to force yourself to be generous. But the barakah Allah gives, the purification Allah gives, the protection Allah gives. And when you see the manner in which Allah gives you back whatever you spend, then automatically it starts becoming easier. Initially, you have to be a little bit hard. And look around us. There are so many different opportunities for us to be spending. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba, he said to them, mafhum of the riwayat, a man will spend in the path of Allah. Allah will multiply that multiply the reward 700 times. And then he told them, should I not show you something that will get you even greater reward? Sahaba said, what is it, Ya Rasul? What spending is it that will get us even greater reward? He said, it is the money that you will spend upon your elderly parents. Elderly parents, a daughter, marduda, that has come back, either her husband passed away, or Allah protect her, she got divorced, she came back home. To spend on that particular child, the reward is multiplied. To spend on one's family members that are needy, reward is multiplied. In our homes, our domestic servants, it's an absolute travesty, the type of salaries that are paid to them. The lack of appreciation for the sacrifice that those people make. Our staff in our businesses. Are we going to get bankrupt? Something going to happen to us financially if we are generous towards them? This is the mizaj of Islam, the mizaj of a da'i, the mizaj of a Muslim, the mizaj of one who is following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is generosity, generosity, generosity. Give, Allah will give you more. This is the promise of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Test the promise of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's qasam, this world can come to an end. The words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam are absolute haq. There is absolutely no doubt in it. Amongst the type of spending, there are certain types of spending that are what we call compulsory spending. سَيُطَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Allah Ta'ala warns us in the Quran that when you will be bakhil, when you will be a miser, there are certain types of wealth, if you do not spend it, it will be hung around your neck on the Day of Judgment. Elsewhere Allah Ta'ala says, the money on which zakat is not discharged will become boiling hot, and your face and your back and your body will be branded with it on the Day of Judgment. Allah protect us. It's also mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that wealth, the zakat of which is not discharged, will take the form of a black serpent and it will chase you on the Day of Judgment. Ana maluk, ana kanzuk, ana maluk, ana kanzuk. I am your wealth, I am your treasure that you hoarded in the world. We heard yesterday the warnings about bakhili, being miserly. Now what takes a person out of being miserly? What protects us from all those warnings that are in Quran and Hadith of being miserly? Ulama say the first step is to discharge your zakat. Discharge your zakat. Like salah is farz. And because salah is farz, to make sure your musalla is facing qibla, to make sure that you make wuzu properly, to make sure that you carry the salah out properly, everything linked to salah is also farz. Like that Hazrat Muhammad Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi used to say, that zakat is farz. Everything attached to zakat, calculating your zakat, ensuring that the zakat is discharged properly. As I said, it is against the mizaj of Shariat, this long distance spending. Long distance spending is fine, but practically yourself, make that hamper yourself. Go to the poor, identify with them. Make sure your zakat reaches where it is supposed to reach. All that is linked, and it's also ibadah. And it is also compulsory, like discharging zakat is compulsory. Everything attached to it is compulsory. And look at the reward. Look at the reward. What does Allah say? خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا Allah commands Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this verse, Allah is commanding about zakat. That خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً That take the compulsory sadaqah from them. In other words, ensure that they discharge their zakat. What does Allah say? تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا We will purify them. We will make tazkiyah of them and their wealth. And then, Allahu Akbar, look at the virtue of discharging your zakat. When it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what does Allah say? Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Verily Allah and Allah's malaika send salawat upon this azimushan nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah and His malaika send salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this verse, Allah is commanding Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that those of your ummah who will discharge their zakat, salli alayhim, you my Nabi, send salawat on them. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi is commanded to make dua of maghfirat, of rahmat, for those of the ummah who will discharge their zakat. So do not take this lightly. Zakat, there is no leeway. There is no compromise. That minimum 2.5% when it comes to your physical wealth, find out from the ulama, find out what the masail are, and discharge zakat. Ulama say, discharging your zakat does not make you sakhi, doesn't make you a generous person. All the reward and the promises for generosity, or when you discharge your zakat, you come out of what we call bakhil. You are no longer bakhil. All those warnings about bakhil, about a miserly person, where Rasulullah says, used to make dua, O Allah, protect me from being a miser. Min al bukhl wal jubn. He used to seek protection from being buzdil, a coward, from being a miser. So to come out of being bakhil, 2.5%. Sometimes when you're going from one country to the next country, they say when you leave the first immigration, then you go into no man's land. And then is the next immigration to enter the next country. So if the 2.5% is discharged, that just takes you out of bakhili. Now you are in no man's land. To enter into what we call sakhi, to be counted as a generous person, and there the sky is the limit. Allah's friendship never breaks with a generous person. The more you will spend, the more you will give in the way of Allah, the more Allah will give you. But to become sakhi, to become generous, it has to be more than 2.5%. There we have to start giving over and above our zakat. So one is what is compulsory, calculate that. It's not linked to Ramadan. We set your zakat here, but make sure that our zakat is discharged. Then there is sadaqatul fitr, which is also compulsory. Find out the masail from the ulama, spend that. And then over and above that, elderly parents, family members, relatives that are in need, the poor that are around us, the ummah that is suffering. The mizaj, temperament of Islam, infaq, 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 spend and spend and spend. Be hard on yourself in the spending, in avenues that will gain you reward. This is the poor that you will spend on, they are your transporters. They are transporting your wealth to the akhirat. Allah will protect your wealth. As-sadaqatu taruddul bala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, sadaqah will remove calamities for you. He said, da'u maradakum bis sadaqah. He said, treat your poor through sadaqah. There's ilaj in sadaqah. There's cure in sadaqah. There's protection in sadaqah. There's barakah in sadaqah. There's the help of Allah in sadaqah. This is a limitless avenue, particularly the month of Ramadan and outside Ramadan. Make dua also that, Ya Allah, make us amongst those who are sakhi. Make us amongst those who are generous. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.